brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. 5 more minutes with Syrian Girl. Again, they're from the higher level political class that basically run out by Assad. So she's outside Syria, but still has some family there. She's not even pro-Assad, but she's against the country being bombed and Al-Qaeda being sent in to rape, rob, pillage, and kill everybody. And you see them trying to make somebody suicide bomb. And now the media trying to cover this up. I mean, this is so immoral. And it just shows how the people running our society serve no one but themselves and want to destabilize the Middle East and get a civil war going. You heard my question as we went to break, Syrian Girl. So what is the word? I mean, they're talking more and more about that humanitarian carpet bombing of the country.
Well, you know, now that the UN monitors are out of the country, the diplomatic pathways are slimmer. So there's not a lot of... you know, at the beginning, the UN monitors were used to rearm insurgency and to sort of stop the military, the Syrian military, from fighting them. Whereas, because the Syrian military disregarded that because the other side kept fighting them, so there was no ceasefire.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's on record. They would do a ceasefire, roll in UN, so the West could bring in more weapons.
Yeah, but because, it was all out in the open. Eventually, the UN monitors being in Syria became sort of a way to keep the diplomatic pathway going. So, but now that they're out of the country, you know, the next thing is what? It's got to be something else, maybe war. And you asked me if I have any news on when it might start or a time frame. You know, every so often I hear, you know, be prepared. War is going to start in 3 months' time. And I've heard it again, you know, last week, but you get used to hearing it, and honestly, nobody knows, really. Syria is surviving. You know, Syria is defeating these foreign-funded insurgents, Al-Qaeda, coming from Libya and Jordan. They're defeating them every step of the way. So while they're still being funded, you know, from outside, they're throwing as much money and propaganda as this as they possibly can. They're just not succeeding. So... This could be going on for a very long time.
But clearly, even corporatist media is having to admit that this is very immoral and that it's a fraud more and more. I mean, do they really run the risk as this goes longer and longer and longer of just absolutely discrediting themselves, even with the dumbest sheeple?
That's exactly right. I think the fact that it's damaging them, it's kind of... When they attack Syria, it's coming back and slapping them in the face because nobody's watching CNN anymore. All of their views plummeted, and it's spreading to Al Jazeera. Nobody believes Al Jazeera in the Middle East anymore. Well, you know, except for the very, very brainwashed or the very, very extremists. I mean, you know, Saudi Arabia is not exactly Sunni either. It's a Wahhabi religion, which is... a very small section of Islam, which is extreme, very extreme.
Sure, I wasn't trying to demonize you because you're Sunni. I mean, sure, these are specialized, you know, kind of moron groups. You can even see these fighters that are just brought in. And that's how you can have suicide jihad people who think they're even fighting for Islam, but then you track the money back to major U.S. and Israeli and Pakistani and British intelligence.
Absolutely. No, I just wanted to say that you're exactly right. Unfortunately, a lot of these people are uneducated, and getting money or a salary for anything like fighting what they perceive to be a holy war is very appealing to them. And that's what the power mad NATO powers and the globalists are feeding on.
Yeah, they're perfect mind control. They're culturally mind controlled by this brainwashing, and then NATO just uses them. No laboratory needed. Syrian Girl, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll be back with more breaking news. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It has become a national news story on NBC National, AP, Reuters, you name it, Fox News has covered it. Marine to contend mental commitment. And to basically say that he's not mentally ill for saying that he thinks government stages terror attacks. Brandon Robb, who we've now talked to as neighbors and family, is a listener of the show. The family is scared to come on the air right now, scared of the feds. They shouldn't be, but I guess they did see that their family member drug off for saying 9/11 was an inside job, decorated Marine, honorably discharged. No psychiatric record, no arrest record, and just thank God he didn't resist them when they came, or they love bagging a veteran. That's a big trophy for the wall for the FBI, because their number one enemy, I was just showing you earlier, the threat at home, you know, the magazine for National Guard. They say veterans are going to kill you. They're the new Al-Qaeda. Told you that was coming. And they claim the Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda now in the new Army Report. If you're a new listener, that's not a joke. Just type in. New Army Report says Tea Party to link up with Al-Qaeda. I know it's ridiculous, but they want to get the public simultaneously loving the military, saying support the military, support having them invade everywhere, and breathing deadly DU. Support endless war and torture. That's what the troops want. Put them on Prozac, it makes them commit suicide, and then wonder why there's record suicides, and make them serve 5, 6, 7 tours, and sometimes go weeks on end in 20-hour days, kicking down doors and disarming poor villagers. But simultaneously, they're the big threat because they know they're people that won't go along with world government. They won't go along with turning their guns in. So, welcome, America. We've been occupied by the New World Order. They're bragging, and they're saying the veterans are the enemy. And we've got the head of the Rutherford Institute coming on. It's going to be on the nightly news. I'm going to tape it right after the show today. We may even put it out early before the show airs because sometimes part of the show is live, part of it's taped interviews because you can't do it all live at one time sometimes, 7 o'clock Central. And it looks like if he gets out, we've been told that that the Rutherford Institute went in and contended that his involuntary commitment was a fraud and that they've been ordered him to be released. But that's all the details we have right now with the Brandon Robb story. Again, the evil Marine that dared have a First Amendment and said our government's illegitimate on Facebook. And then somebody posted lyrics to a song that's got sharpening the axe in it. So saying that, they went and grabbed him. And we have other talk show hosts being arrested for even milder speech, disappearing into psychiatric wards, having their guns taken. I mean, this is the new Soviet-style terror. The good news is it's totally blowing up in their face. But Hitler did this, Mao did it, Stalin did it, Fidel Castro did it. If they couldn't trump something up, they'd just say you were mentally ill and disappear you. On the other side of the political spectrum, Ernest Hemingway said the FBI was harassing him and spying on him, COINTELPRO, before the name was known. They said that's mental illness, locked him up and gave him shock therapy that basically killed him. And then Hemingway, it came out, was being surveilled and harassed by them. So, hey, the FBI is surveilling and harassing me. Oh, you're going to a mental institution, Bubba. So we had troops rallying outside the mental institution. But again, we're not 100% sure. McGreen's talking to the neighbors, the person that shot the video, all that right now. We're trying to vet all this as it develops, but it looks like some good news because it backed them off. But how many people is this happening to? I've talked to friends and family. Almost everyone I know has family in Texas who shoot their mouth off about Obama. Like, I hate him. You know, I wish he'd get out of our country. Secret Service shows up. They show up at car dealerships if a mechanic. I know the car dealership here in town. I haven't been authorized to say all of it yet. Well, actually, I was, but we needed to check first with something. But the point is, and he just shot his mouth off about Obama. The Secret Service came and said, even though it wasn't that threatening, we want him fired or you're in trouble as a dealership. They didn't have any other power other than color of law to destroy someone's livelihood. And that's what Homeland Security and all this is about, saying you won't be able to travel outside the country if they say. You won't be able to travel if they say. You won't be able to have a job if they say. This is all admitted their plan. That's how I knew 10 years ago they'd be on the streets someday, because I saw them on C-SPAN break it down. You're going to have an ID approved by them, no judge, no jury, to own a gun, to have a job, to travel. The cars are all going to be computerized with kill switches and by-the-mile taxing systems. That's now being announced. I told you 15 years ago about that. MIT announced it. This is what we've got going on. Now, we're joined now for the rest of the hour by Jamie Belasia. Anyone who lives in Central Texas or even South Texas or North Texas knows who this guy is. He's known as the DWI guy. And he is a lawyer, very successful. And he teaches you, period, when the police, what you're not taught in school, try to get in your car, get in your trunk. It's good information for firearms, anything. And let me tell you, they take you to jail now for one glass of wine. Okay, but meanwhile, it's five times more likely to cause wrecks driving while texting or putting makeup on. And sure, if somebody's weaving and driving, no need to charge them with drunk driving. It's reckless driving. I see people all the time at 10 o'clock at night that are drunk, weaving down the road. Good, they need to go to jail. But you can, you see the drunk. You mean you see it. They're reckless driving. But what? You don't need a law about texting while driving. If you get a text and look at it at a red light, that's okay. It should be the old common law, reckless driving, which is a serious charge. All you need is the old laws. They had it all figured out. And then the officer goes and testifies in court that they were sweeping and worming and doing all this. And then that they arrested him and that they did have an alcohol level. Boom, there's your probable cause right there. But checkpoints, which is just training us. This guy really knows how to educate people on the Bill of Rights and Constitution. DWIDude.com, DWIDude.com. And I've got to know a lot of people that read his website and his research, and then don't go to jail when they've had two or three beers at the football game and, you know, literally probably don't even have a blood alcohol level, but the cops still arrest you for driving under the influence, not even driving while intoxicated. Okay? So he joins us now to break this down. But I've got to say, Jamie, what is it like for you being a constitutional-style lawyer? I mean, just to see the wild tyranny now where they admit the NSA is spying on all of us with no warrants, every count of that's a felony. I mean, what's happening? Are we becoming an authoritarian state?
We've already become that. It's gone past the turning point. It's frustrating. It's sickening to see what's going on in our society today. And what really hits me at home is that being a former Austin police officer, who I thought my job was to protect and to serve, I'm seeing that the national movement towards, you know, stamping on the rights of the citizens is being enforced through the local constabulary. It's being enforced through the Austin Police Department, the Westlake Police Department, New Braunfels, San Marcos, your neighbors, guys you went to school with, and they're being placed in a terrible position, and the propaganda machine is also working on them. The police are now becoming... And who have we been hiring lately on these police departments? They're becoming more readily willing to do what Uncle Sam bids, although it's not the true Uncle Sam. It's the impersonator.
You know, I should have pointed out, you have a lengthy bio, and you really are one of the leading experts on DWI in the country, and you've been recognized as such that you were previously a police officer. That's why you know all the tricks. And now it's just been set with precedent on the street where, you know, the cops pull me over and they even know who I am and they go, mind if I search the car? And I'm like, of course I mind. What's that you're drinking? It'll be a Topo Chico mineral water. And I go, you know, beer bottles don't look like that. Well, you mind showing it to me? And I'm like, no, what is your emergency? But I mean, describe your time as a police officer and how you've seen things transform and why you went and got a law degree and have now become a preeminent expert on DWIs.
When I first joined the Austin Police Department back in 1979, we were known as a really lenient department. We weren't out there trying to get numbers and bust people. If we talked about DWI cases, unless you were drunk and dangerous or had caused a collision or were completely out of control, you didn't go to jail. We called you a cab. If you lived close by, we had districts where we worked. We'd take you home. We might throw your keys out in the grass because what we wanted to do was make sure that nobody got hurt. Now they're trying to make their numbers, and there are numbers. A lot of the DWI enforcement in Texas is done under the federal STEP program. Now, when I worked the STEP program back in the 87, 88, it would come up on a rotational basis. You put your name in the pile, and then they would, you know, pick your name as it came up. But if you didn't make an arrest on tonight's assignment, the next time your name came up, you got passed. That's a bounty. There's no other way to look at it. It's a requirement to make an arrest. And I guarantee you, when you wanted that overtime for child support or your boat payment or maybe for your beer money, you made an arrest. Now it's gotten so much further, it's frightening. I just got back from Del Rio, a DWI trial in a .11 breath case, got a not guilty. But I had a great judge and actually a very ethical and good prosecutor. The DPS trooper, fortunately we had a videotape. In San Antonio, you usually don't. But the police report had absolute lies in it. He was lying on this three-tour Iraqi veteran. And it was just, we had to win this case to save his military retirement. The police officer, DPS trooper, lied. He lied on the stand. I've never done this before, but I'm going to get a copy of the traffic stop. I'm going to get a copy of the offense report. I'm going to file a complaint with DPS Internal Affairs, and I'm going to ask them to pull his testimony from, you know, sworn testimony and take appropriate action.
I agree. You want to come up to our TV studio. We could show all that, show the footage, and do a whole news report on it and show the lying.
If I can get permission from my hero, we'll do just that, and he's very likely to agree. It just saddens me to see that if he'll do that on videotape against a lawyer, you know, of my quality and on DWI reputation, I have to take in the oath of the court. What else can we do?
Absolutely. Stay there. We're going to be right back on the other side with our guest. Wow. The website, you got to check it out. He's a great lawyer. DWIDude.com. People love it when we're having these star lawyers on. First, we're having on one at least a week. DWIDude.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Former Austin police officer, become lawyer, defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution on a host of issues, but centering in and around DWIs. And I have been pulled over multiple times, even in broad daylight when I've had nothing to drink. and they ask me if I'm drinking. And I'm just like, man, okay. But what's crazy is then they're nice and let me go and don't give me a ticket for speeding 5 miles over the speed limit. The point is, the cops themselves aren't even bad people. The policy is bad, and they're pushing this mothered against drunk driving thing that they use as a pretext to take over society. And I could tell that, you know, the lawyer was agreeing with me that, you know, the point is, somebody's reckless driving, throw the book at them. But somebody has two glasses of wine, and the CPS comes, and the kids are taken, and the mom is taken, and tens of thousands of dollars. It's a big moneymaker. I mean, if we're really going to make it this big a crime, then they have to ban alcohol and ban bars. I mean, it's an oxymoron. Here, just have bars everywhere. Have bars everywhere. And then if you have more than two drinks or even 1.5 drinks, you're going to jail. I'm ranting, Jamie. Continue with your awakening and then go through people's rights. We've got a long segment coming up. This is a short one, but please continue because this is such a scourge nationwide.
I took that rant a step further Monday during my voir dire or jury selection process. I talked about what's that flat black surface made of asphalt with stripes on it at every bar and every restaurant we see that serves alcohol. If they don't, I mean, people are going to drink with a meal. People are going to drink and have a good time. Just your body gets rid of about one drink per hour, that, you know, depending on the person. But if someone says, well, I had four beers, they're going to jail. But if they had four beers over a three-hour period, they've got one beer in them. They aren't in any way impaired. And I can't believe I'm using that term because in these courtrooms, you hear the prosecutors and the police officers start saying, well, he was impaired. He was buzzed. And I'll start objecting. And a lot of times I let them put out a whole lot of rope so I can hang them. Because inch by inch, it's what you were talking about a moment ago. Inch by inch, they are taking away our rights through these do-good programs of let's get the drunk drivers off the roads that are killing our kids. Well, what you're doing is you're getting everybody off the road. You're giving everybody a criminal history. You're not only arresting for one charge, you're arresting for every charge you can come up with. And it gets very frustrating on my end because to be able to beat a DWI charge in the courtroom, I have got to be the best and smartest lawyer in that room. I have to know more than the judge, the cops, the prosecutors, the state's expert witnesses. Cost a ton of money for me to do that for myself and my staff and associates. And, of course, that gets passed on to the client. My client in Del Rio, we got out of a DWI charge with a not guilty finding. The judge was good enough not to just dismiss the case. He found him not guilty. That man paid $10,000 to clear his name when the police officer invented the charge, basically. And there's no grounds for a lawsuit. If we sued the police officer, the DPS trooper, we'd lose more money. And I just feel horrible for people, but I can't do the job I need to do without being adequately prepared. Really appreciate you bringing this issue out to your viewers because nobody thinks they're going to get a DWI until they're getting locked up.
And it's a complete scourge. And like you said, you can be at a meeting with 10 people and go, how many of you have a DWI? And half of them raise their hands. I mean, this is getting ridiculous where I don't even want to have a party at my house and have friends over. I feel like I'm going to send them off to be arrested if we're having barbecue and drink 4 or 5 beers over 3 hours. Nobody's even got a, quote, buzz, especially men that weigh, you know, 250 pounds like I do. I mean, I'm sorry, beer doesn't even do anything to me. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke.
You can't go out and have an Italian meal without having a little wine and not be worried about getting arrested. Generally, the husband or the wife or the, you know, one of the people on the date is the designated driver. And when did they come up with this, a designated driver? That program, I believe, encourages the non-drivers to get hammered. And that's directed at young people. So we've got our college kids and you know, people in their early 20s who are being told, well, if you're going to go out and drink, let somebody else drive so you can get completely wasted so they start developing that habit. I see the downside of the designated driver program.
What about the statistics? I want to come back and talk about this and then talk most importantly about what you teach people, how to deal with this so that even if you do go to jail, You're not going to beat the ride, but you will beat the rap. I want to understand that because you really are one of the most successful lawyers out there using the Constitution to defeat this. But first, I want to talk about the statistics I've seen. In fact, we'll even pull some of these up. 5 times more likely to cause a fatality texting. Why don't we have a big freak out about that? We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Only 2 weeks left to take advantage of the amazing summer clearance on TGen. You order TGen Testosterone Booster today, you get 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free, essentially clearing out the warehouse. TGen gets your testosterone up, and nitric oxide, well, that gets everything pointing in the right direction. It's a no-brainer to take advantage of this amazing offer today. We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And for only 2 weeks, when you try TGen, you'll receive 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. That's right, free. But the countdown on this outrageous offer has begun, so call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Even better, this crazy offer is backed by a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Call right now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
I've got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol.
Jamie Belasia, attorney at law, is our guest. His amazing website is dwidude.com. And I'm going to tell you, before I go any further, he's a former Austin police officer. Finish your story, how you woke up, why you got involved, and then, get up to that next point of what's happening in this country and the rights that people need to know, what they need to understand.
In 1990, I started looking around at what was happening at the police department, and I was working a lot of weekends on 6th Street doing overtime assignments, and it got to be where we were just like a bunch of robots herding the cattle. We would put up the barricades, tell people they could only walk one way, they couldn't. A 25-year-old man couldn't carry a beer in his hand and walk down a public sidewalk. I then began to see the, you know, the first creepings of the control that was starting to take place of our citizens. I didn't like it. I thought about where my dreams had been earlier in life, and I wanted to be a lawyer. And I wanted to be a criminal defense lawyer always, because we're the only ones that are fighting for the Constitution. We're the only ones that walk into court every day, and we fight battles over search warrants, over invalid traffic stops, lying cops. They're out there. My family's law enforcement, but we didn't play the game that way. If we couldn't get you the right way, we'd get you the next time. But we didn't play this game of planting evidence, lying, tricking you. The Supreme Court has said that police officers can lie to you as an investigative tool. I was told to tell the truth when I was a police officer. So I don't know what's going on and how it just keeps getting worse and worse. When I first got out of law school, I started representing police officers that were being disciplined by the police departments. Now, you talk about the dirtiest tricks in the books. That's when a police department goes after one of its own. They will eat them alive. And then you come talk to us criminal defense lawyers and ask, who are the police officers who are really breaking the rules out here? It's not the ones the department goes after. Those are their golden children. They protect them at all cost. Anyway, it's been fascinating to watch this, how the DWI arena has changed so much. In San Antonio, we have blood draws every day of the year. And to get a blood warrant in San Antonio or in Austin during the no refusal programs, odor of alcohol in your breath, bloodshot eyes, and then one more thing will get you a search warrant. The refusal to give them evidence to take the field sobriety tests, which are designed for failure. And I was writing something yesterday, and I was saying, how is it that the odor of alcohol and bloodshot eyes, that's not enough to get a search warrant? But if you merely add in, and he would not take the tests and give us evidence in violation of your constitutional rights, then that's enough to get a warrant. If they pulled you over in front of your house and you had a legalized marijuana bumper sticker in your car, and you get out of your car and you're wearing a Cheech and Chong T-shirt, can they then go get a warrant to search your house because you tell them they can't search your house?
It's amazing. They're saying, really, it's a threat. We're going to jab a needle in your arm if you don't blow. If you exercise your Fourth Amendment, that's evidence that you're bad. That is 180 degrees the opposite of what our country was founded on.
And what would our founding fathers say if they saw it's bad enough what Washington, D.C. is doing to us as they bend us over every day, us people that work for a living, work hard, and try to earn a living for our families. But then when you come down to your local neighborhoods and see now what your local police departments are doing, it just sickens me. It's an incredible.
Well, now they're expanding, and that was my next question. The statistics, I saw it just a few months ago, but I know you'll know more about it than I will. 5 times more dangerous to text while driving, but they're not doing anything about that other than just saying, well, if you have a phone in your hand, you're going to get a ticket. No. Reckless driving. I mean, isn't that the way to go after it? I mean, I've seen the statistics. I mean, they hype it up, yeah, but there are some deaths, but drunk driving compared to a lot of other things isn't even on the chart. It's just a way to grab the general public.
A couple of points. You made a great one earlier, and I argue this all the time. We have enough laws on the books. We had enough laws on the books 20 years ago. We don't need more laws. Hate crimes is a pathetic excuse of a way to create new laws to target individuals. We've always had laws against assault and harassment and bullying. Enforce them. And if it's a very egregious case, then give them a higher sentence within the range that we're allowed by law. Another thing is that these checkpoints are talking about doing for DWIs in Texas. I rue the day when that happens for DWI, but currently they're doing it for driver's license. And they're doing a run-in around the Constitution. Statistics, we read the statistics of some 18,000 people plus killed every year by alcohol-related crashes. If I'm completely sober and I pick up 3 of my friends and one of them in the back seat had a beer and an 18-wheeler runs a red light and kills me, that's an alcohol-related death, according to NHTSA standards. If it does not necessarily mean that the person driving the vehicle that caused the collision and caused the injury was intoxicated. So they're using statistics to fool the people. It's upsetting when you start digging behind the veil that the Wizard of Oz has put up.
What about the hypocrisy? Because I've seen statistics that police are the hardest drinking group statistically. I mean, it's been proven in studies. People can look them up. And then I read about police letting other police off when they're actually are seriously drunk. And then, you know, I mean, how do cops engage in hypocritical activity? How do police arrest people, college kids they find with a little bag of weed, when the cop themselves smoked pot in college or may even be a pot smoker then? I mean, it's something like 85% of the American people have at least tried marijuana. I mean, this is all just a giant excuse to put people in prison and raise money.
That's right. What? My kids the other day, we went out to a restaurant. It was one of the mom and pop kind of places in Austin. And I said, look in the kitchen, guys. And I said, who's cooking the meals? Who's doing the cleaning and everything? And they said, and it was probably individuals who were from south of the Texas border, not born in our country. When I was growing up, there were a lot of blacks that were working in the kitchens, you know, and I told my kids that, and I said, you know where so many of the blacks are now? They're in prison. They're in prison over nonviolent crimes. They're taken into a system that will indoctrinate them and force them to join gangs and become violent criminals.
They're sent to criminal prison.
That's correct.
I mean, they're sent to criminal college.
Criminal college. It's horrible. When you go to these courtrooms and just listen to what's going on in the court, we don't want drunk drivers killing people in our roadways. We don't want rapists and pedophiles and murderers and violent bank robbers out here just doing what they please. But they're sending nonviolent individuals to prison without trying to help them at all. There's no money for rehabilitation. There's no money for job training. It's a joke, and it keeps the system churning, but the system keeps getting bigger, so they're having to take more of the fodder, the sheeple in this country, and shove them into the machine.
Well, that's right. They're done feeding on the black folks. They pretty much consume most of them. The illegals, I've noticed, and I've talked to police, I've seen in the news, the judges just let them go because I guess they're outside of the system. Have you seen that anomaly where the police are told to basically go easy on the illegals, but if you're a Hispanic American and had three beers, you're going to jail, or you're white or black or Asian? Have you seen that?
Well, especially in Austin, because for decades now they've been a haven and a doggone, they used to have a term for it.
Sanctuary city.
Sanctuary city. And we were basically told, leave them alone. Now, I didn't have a problem with leaving home somebody who was working hard and being productive.
Sure, but that doesn't mean leave them alone when they're engaged in all sorts of crimes while citizens are seen as chumps to be fed on.
Exactly, and I agree completely with that. But we were leaned on that if we made an arrest of an illegal alien of Hispanic descent, then we were being racist. And it wasn't true, but you know, when you're a police officer, and you know it's okay, I can enforce the laws as they're supposed to be enforced, and I can catch a bunch of trouble from my supervisors and get investigated by Internal Affairs, or I can just go sit at Dunkin' Donut and just screw it all. And one of the old sayings we had when I was at APD is nobody gets in trouble with Internal Affairs for eating a donut. They eventually did have an officer who got suspended because he was sitting at Dunkin' Donut and he took a radio call. He got in there and said that he had arrived at the call. Then he cleared the call and he hadn't even finished his donut and coffee yet. So that was the one time that's happened.
Amazing. I mean, it's such a joke. I've told the story like probably 100 times, and I'll tell it briefly. One night, we had an IT problem, and I had to come up here for a contractor. And I pull up, and there's 4 police cars right out here, and they're running around inside the office, and the IT guy's in handcuffs being put in a car. And I go over there, and I go, what's going on? They go, oh, hi, Alex. and it's a woman cop putting him in the car, but the three male cops are talking to me, and they go, oh, we all like the show, blah, blah. I go, what are you doing in my office? Oh, and we thought he darted in here, so she pulled in here, and then his driver's license was expired, so we're going to go ahead, and I thought, you arrest? They go, well, we can arrest even for no seatbelt now. And I'm going, but if he was an illegal alien, you'd let him go. Well, that's true. We're told to do that. I'm just like, so I start telling her, hey, let him go. They're like, now don't interfere. So they were all real friendly, but they're ready to take me to jail for just going, hey, common sense, guys, common sense. So what if he has an expired license? He's here to get my computers working. But they'd use that to come in the office claiming that he darted in here. He didn't dart in here. He drives like an old woman. He's out there right now. I mean, the point is that it's like secret police on the American people, like I live in North Korea or something, but then the illegal aliens are above the law. It really irritates me.
Now, just sticking to the topic of the fact that except for speeding and open container in your vehicle, they can arrest for every other offense or allegation of a traffic offense, a Class C misdemeanor. Remember that soccer mom in Lago Vista with her kids in the car,
She stopped at her mailbox 100 yards away, like a lot of neighborhoods have them in one spot. The kids get out of the seatbelt. Mine do that when we get close to home sometimes. And they take her to jail.
That's right. That's just incredible. And, you know, that police officer should have been brought in. He should have been eaten.
Okay, his Skype just cut out. We're going to reconnect with our guest. I tell you, 45 minutes has gone by so quick. I've got to get him back on. I want to get him in studio because I've seen him on TV and seen his ads, and I've talked to people because I want to get into what you do if you've had 2-3 beers, at the football game, and you're driving home, and the cop wants you to blow in a breathalyzer. What do you do at that point? Because I mean, I remember one time a cop pulled me over and. It was about 11 o'clock at night. I said, I'm coming home from work. And he goes, what do you do? And I said, and he knew who I was. And later he said that. And he goes, well, that's a little late in all this. And I went ahead and let him do it. But at a certain point, I said, I'm not doing this anymore. Follow the red light. Do this, do that. And I said, look, I hadn't been drinking. He goes, well, I want you to blow in a breathalyzer. And I said, you know what? I said, you may beat the rap, but you're not going to beat the ride. I'm going to sue you. Leave me alone. But anyways, going back to our guest, Jamie, continue with the point you were making when you cut out.
The feds must have been listening in on us and cutting out. Now, what's irritating is we have transformed the police departments from to protect to serve. What did they used to tell? I'm 55 years old. When I was a kid, if I got lost, if I had problems, who was I supposed to go find? A police officer. I'm not so certain that's what is supposed to happen nowadays. You know, who do you send your kids to? Because they might start investigating why you're lost. And maybe your parents have endangered you, which is a felony, and then CPS gets involved, and the agencies all do work together. It's very, very frightening and disconcerting what's happening amongst our law enforcement criminal justice system. I remember watching the first Terminator movie, and there's the huge machine that's rolling over the skulls at the beginning of the movie. And I tell my clients oftentimes, and in the DW arena, you meet people that have never done so much as a traffic ticket before, and now they've spent the night in jail. They're good people. They're our neighbors. They're us. And I tell them, that is a criminal justice system. It crushes and destroys lives. So you can't just hook up thinking, oh, it's no big deal. Once I get into the courts, then I'll be protected. Look at how many cases we're seeing now of prosecutors who are hiding Brady material, shredding evidence.
Oh, they get caught sending innocent people with no criminal record to death row and for 20 years try to keep them in there knowing they're innocent, wanting to get them executed.
And what happens to them once they're caught?
Nothing.
Maybe they don't win their election, but other than that, nothing. It's a shame.
Another question, though. How do we get so evil? I mean, I get it's a machine, but I mean, I would really not sleep good at night if I sent an innocent person to jail and then tried to keep them in there. I mean, these are some evil people.
We have our jury system. That is the last bastion of freedom in America. And you would not believe what I encounter in these juries. They say that in a typical criminal case, the jury summons, the people that show up with the jury summons in their hand, about 70 to 75% of those people answer the question, well, or is the person guilty or not guilty? They haven't even walked into the courthouse. Guilty. 3/4 of the people. Except on DWI, Alex. 88%. It's unbelievable. Monday, and I do this in every jury trial for the most part, I raise my hand, I'll nod my head, and I'll say, drink, drive, go to, and everybody says, go to jail. I say, now that's the law. Y'all understand that, don't y'all? Monday, 29 people shook their heads. In Austin, the last trial I did, 24 out of 25 shook their heads. And then I'll repeat it. I'll say, I mean, y'all do know that is the law. If you drink and drive, you go to jail. And they almost all agree. And then I tell them, that is a government lie. It is not true. How am I supposed to get a jury that will do their job properly on Johnny here if you've all been brainwashed?
When the government uses our money to put billboards up and run ads everywhere lying, where they think if you drink a thimble, you're a criminal, when it's not true. It is driving impaired. It is the reckless driving clause coming in, but they've twisted the whole thing, correct?
That's right. You come in there into the courtroom as a defense attorney, and you are fighting an uphill battle from the very start. It's an incredible challenge. I love it. But it's frustrating when the jury goes out to deliberate and everyone in that courtroom, judge, bailiff, officers, and prosecutors, know that we won this case. And the jury will come out in 3 hours with a guilty verdict because they cannot get over years of indoctrination in a 1 or 2 or 3 day trial. They just can't get there sometimes. Alex, Monday I do this as well. I'll say, if you do not find that the government proved the case beyond all reasonable doubt, what must you say, guilty or not guilty? And the answer, of course, is not guilty. I'll have jurors in the panel who cannot say the words not guilty. They'll go, well, I'll do the right thing. I said, no, you have to say guilty or not guilty. Well, you know, we'll consider all the evidence. I go, no, let's say you believe Johnny is innocent. What will you say? And they cannot say not guilty.
Well, what about the issue that it's better than 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to jail? We've got to protect our rights of due process. We're going to live in North Korea. That's not taught in school, but you have to explain it to them. Do you understand you've got to judge the facts as well as the law? And if they have violated the Constitution and the procedures, then you've got to let him go even if he'd had 2 bottles of whiskey. Do you understand that? I mean, are you able to explain that to these people?
In Del Rio, they let me have an hour and a half in my voir dire, and I addressed that issue you're just talking about. In Austin, they give you 20 minutes. And on a breath test case, you can barely even explain the machine's fallacies in that much time. It's incredible the way that our citizens are being manipulated. Their rights are being crushed. I went to a courtroom in San Antonio yesterday, and they said, oh, as soon as this hearing starts, everyone must clear the courtroom, including lawyers, because they're exposing a breath test technical supervisor down who has been fudging the data and getting people convicted wrongfully. And I told the bailiff, I said, if the judge comes out here and orders me out of the courtroom, I guess I'm going to jail because I will be held.
Exactly. That's totally criminal. But here's what's amazing. We've got to get you in studio for like 2 hours because this isn't just about DWIs. It ties into literally everything. It ties into every other place they're running over things, but they systematically know what they're doing, just shredding the Bill of Rights, shredding the Constitution, not wanting people to have access to juries.
Started with the war on drugs in a great way, and they have been just hammering us since. To think that we could take 60% of the drug cartel's money away overnight, we could get a regulation of marijuana, which marijuana can be found and bought anywhere in this country. We can regulate it. We can, just like alcohol, 21 and over, we can tax it. We can pour some of that money into rehab in case someone believes they have an addictive problem with marijuana. Instead, we use it to keep a stranglehold on youth and to terrify people. Alex, whether you agree with the use of marijuana or not, people who don't use it but think it ought to be legalized are terrified to say that. They'll be fired. They'll be harassed. They'll think they'll be put on the government list. It's really terrifying the way that our government is abusing us. And if someone would have I'd love to tell the Democrats, Barack Obama has set back the medicinal marijuana program 20 years. George Bush was better for medicinal marijuana, which is saving lives and killing cancer. And Barack Obama is closing down the distribution points and throwing people in prison.
Well said. Again, go through. We only got a few minutes left here.
Okay.
Go through, Jamie, what the DWIdo.com covers, just the basics of what people should do or what you would do. I know each case is different, but hypothetically, if you had three beers, you don't even have what they call a buzz. You're driving home. You know, some teenager's texting, almost killing 20 people. That's no big deal. You're driving home, 8 o'clock at night, lights go on, and they're just out there randomly pulling people over, coming out of a bar. No due process, no excuse, no reason, no probable cause. What do you do when the officer walks over? I mean, my big thing is just give them the license and stuff and don't answer questions. What do you do?
It's not his business where I've been. It's not his business what I've been doing. It's not his business where I'm going. I don't have to answer those questions. I provide my valid insurance, my valid driver's license, and then I'm going to roll the window back up. If he wants to talk, I'll crack it a half an inch. I don't drink, Alex. Could you imagine if they caught me with one beer on my breath? They'd have the news team down at the jail when I got there. But, you know, you don't want to be ugly. You don't want to use profanity. Hopefully you're being videotaped. So everything that's happening will be shown to a jury. So be in your best behavior. But they're going to ask you to get out of the car if they smell any alcohol. It's such a joke about red eyes in Austin, Texas, or anywhere that I practice. All of my jurors have red eyes. The one or two that don't used Visine this morning, probably because they smoked some weed. But
I was about to say, I get red eyes from allergies and stuff during allergy season.
Everyone. Just look.
I don't get red eyes when I drink, by the way. I don't even know what this red eye thing means. That sounds pretty stupid.
It's from fatigue or being in a smoky bar, and there aren't any smoky bars anymore. So I think it's just from, you know, you've been up so many hours, your eyes get tired. They are trained to ask you questions that will divide your attention. They'll say, can I see your license, please? Now, while you're reaching for your driver's license, they go, where are you coming from? Now, my daddy taught me to respect the police and answer their questions in a polite manner. So I stop what I'm doing with my driver's license, and I look up and I start answering his question. His police report will say, subject couldn't concentrate on answering my question and getting driver's license at the same time. He had to stop what he was doing physically in order to try to respond through his befuddled and intoxicated mind. That's what we're seeing on these reports. I drive a Corvette. When he got out of the vehicle, he had to use the door to get up. Well, I weigh 240 pounds and I'm 55 years old. I want to have a rope to crawl up out of to get out of that Corvette. The thing that they see, the red eyes is not allergies, it's intoxication. The odor of alcohol in your breath. Have you been drinking out? Yeah, I had a glass of wine with some spaghetti over at Carrabba's. It was terrific. Oh, he admitted that he was drinking and I could smell the odor of an alcoholic beverage. Now I want to give him the portable breath test to see whether or not he has alcohol in his breath. Well, I told you I did. I drank. You smelled it. Why do you need the little breath device, the one they can't introduce for a numbering port? But I'll tell you what.
Well, that's another thing. You want to tell the truth and go, yeah, I was at cookout. I had two beers. That was an hour ago, pal. And then they use that like you did something wrong. It's like, hey, it's America. Human beings have drunk alcohol for forever. I'm not evil.
And there are receptors in our brain that show we were designed to drink alcohol. Your brain has receptors for marijuana. I mean, it's not like our history has not evolved into the situation.
I'll tell you what, stay there, Jamie. Let's do five more minutes. DWIdude.com. Check it out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.